This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة تركهم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. عباد الله، يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah, who is magnificent in His essence, perfect in His attributes, undeniable in His presence. All praise is due to Allah, who has the most magnificent names, a praise that is forever for Him, a praise that eternally remains. May He send peace and blessings in their most perfect fashion. May He send greetings and salutations that are complete and everlasting upon the best of His creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May He perfect His rank and elevate His station, for He taught us what we did not know. And He gave, and He gave, and He gave because He loved us so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, O you who believe, fear Allah as He deserves to be feared and do not die except in a state of Islam. And Allah says, O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul and produced from that soul its mate and made from their combination many men and women. So fear your Lord whom you ask each other by and by the ties of kinship. Verily Allah is ever watchful over you. And Allah says, O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct. He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then they are indeed victorious. To proceed. My brothers and sisters, as we continue to live with the events that are happening with our brothers and sisters in Gaza and Palestine, I wanted to spend this khutbah reflecting on a question that people ask, amongst many questions that people ask. And that is, what is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in people going through the trials that they are going to? Through the trials that they are going through. And I wanted to briefly share with you a concept. And that is that we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-wise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many verses in the Qur'an, He pairs His name Al-Hakim with the name Al-Aziz. Al-Aziz Al-Hakim, the mighty and the wise. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pairs Allah's might with His wisdom, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's might in the Qur'an with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being praiseworthy, these pairings are not pairings that we should just rattle off and not pay attention to, but we should reflect on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is communicating to us. And one of the things that we should pay attention to is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He pairs His wisdom with His might, it is to indicate to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He does something, it is because He is mighty and wise. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not act according to our timeline, but according to His timeline, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do what we want Him to do, it is also out of His might. It's not out of His inability. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentions that he is Al-Aziz Al-Hakim. A person may ask, where is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the people of Palestine? Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's delay is not because of inability, but it is because of His wisdom. And you don't know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. I give you a brief example. In Surah Al-Buruj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a massacre that happened. A stain on human history. قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْخُدُودِ. The people of Al-Khudud were killed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا نَقَمُ مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this event. These people who were killed, these people who were, trenches were dug for them, and those trenches were lit on fire, Ashab al-Ukhdud, and that believing community was forced to, they were thrown into those trenches, they were burned alive. It was a horrible event in human history. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the only reason why they were hated is because they believed in Allah Al-Aziz Al-Hamid, the mighty, the praiseworthy. So why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention these two names here? The Mufassirin said, number one, he mentions Al-Aziz because it is to indicate to us that he had the power to stop it. Allah was not overwhelmed by that king. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not overwhelmed by his army. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have caused that king to pass away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have destroyed that army like he destroyed the army of Abraha and Ashab al-Fil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have done that. But Allah allowed for that event to happen. Why did he allow for that event to happen? He is Al-Hamid. He is Al-Hamid. He's praiseworthy in allowing for it to happen. He's praiseworthy in allowing for it to happen. Why? Because the awaqib, the consequences were praiseworthy. What are the praiseworthy consequences of something like that happening? Those people being martyred, that's a praiseworthy consequence for them. When that person enters into Jannah, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he says, لا خير في خير بعده النار ولا شر في شر بعده الجنة. There is no harm in any harm that leads to paradise, and there is no good in any good that leads to the hellfire. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is sharing with us a phrase that's beautiful that we should all memorize. We should make this a motto in our lives, that if a person enters into Jannah because of a hardship, then there was no hardship in it. If a person enters into Jannah because of a pain, then there was no pain in it. If a person enters into Jannah because of a calamity, then it wasn't really a calamity in the first place. It might have been the greatest thing that they experienced in their life if it is cause for them to enter into Jannah. There is no harm in any harm that leads to paradise. And likewise, there is no good in any good that leads to the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hamid. In allowing for that to happen, He is the praiseworthy because the consequences are praiseworthy for them, and the consequences are praiseworthy for those individuals who violently undertook the genocide of those people because they had their ledgers filled with another crime for them to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. And when they are judged in front of Allah with that crime of killing those people, that will be praiseworthy. That will be praiseworthy when they stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that. And so I wanted to share some of the wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, the question comes, what is the wisdom of Allah in al-ibtila? And mashallah, the masjid is already full. If brothers could please make space and move forward for your brothers who are standing outside. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha qila lakum tafassahu fil majalis fafsahu yafsahillahu lakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh, you who believe, when it is told to you to make space in gatherings, make space, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes space for you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make things expansive for you. MashaAllah. The first wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in calamities, and this is not to encompass at all, but the first wisdom is that those calamities become a bridge to you in Jannah. They become a bridge to you and Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ. Do you think that you will enter into paradise? وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Do you think that you will enter Jannah and you will not experience what those who existed before you experienced? مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَالزُّلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you think that you will enter Jannah until you experience what those before you experienced? They were afflicted by ba'sa wa dharra, harm in their bodies and harm in their wealth, harm around them. Wa zulzilu, and they were shaken. They were shaken to their core. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the word zulzilu, indicating like it is an earthquake. That is how severely they were shaken. Hatta yaqula ar-rasulu wal-ladhina amanu ma'a. Until the Prophet and those who believed with him say, when is the help of Allah going to come? Ala inna nasrallahi qareeb. Verily the help of Allah is near. We know that this life is a test. And every exam you've ever taken in your life had problems. You have to solve the problems for you to pass the exam. And this life, which is a test, is the same way. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises and He says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. We've created man to be in a state of problems. And so if a person knows that this dunya was meant to be a place of problems, then the problems aren't as difficult. Because you know that's what you're here for. Imam al-Qurtubi has a beautiful statement, his tafsir. He says, قَالَ عُلَمَاؤُنَا. He said, our scholars have said that the first mukabada, the first difficulty that a person goes through is the cutting of their umbilical cord. Right then, when you're a baby. And then being wrapped in the blanket, yukabidu al-diq, they go through the difficulty of being constricted in that blanket. And then that person goes through the difficulty of al-fitam and weaning. Then they go through the difficulty of school. Do you remember school? 12 years, homework, exams, teachers, bullies, all of those problems. We look at kids now and we think they don't have problems. But if you were to ask these kids, do you have problems? They'll say, we got big problems. And then the problems of university. And al-Qurtubi says, al-mu'allim wa haybatah, this being afraid of a teacher. And then they go through the problems of getting married. And then you get married and you realize that before you had the problems of a single person, now you have the problems of a married person. Being single didn't solve your problems. It just introduced you to a different layer of problems. And then you have children and the problems multiply. And then you go through the problems of bina al-qusur. I gotta buy a house. And then by then, everything is settled. He says, no. Then your health starts to wean. And you go through the problems of the pain of your teeth and the pain of your knees. And then he says, ثُمَّ الْمَوْتُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ. And then after all of that is death. And the questioning of the angels. And the darkness of the grave. And then it's the day of judgment. And it's terrors. حَتَّى يَسْتَقِرَّ بِهِ الْقَرَارِ إِمَّا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَإِمَّا فِي النَّارِ. Until finally, a person enters into Jannah or the hellfire. But this world was made to be a place of tests. This world was never meant to be problem-free. That's what Jannah is for. Anybody who's looking for a problem-free existence, you're looking for it in the wrong place. This place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a means for you to enter into Jannah. And not only that, these calamities become a source for your raising in Jannah. There's a beautiful hadith reported by Abu Dawood. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna al-'abda idha sabaqat lahu min Allahi manzilatun lam yablaghaha bi'amalihi abtalahu Allahu fi jasadihi aw fi malihi aw fi waladihi." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires a level for a person in Jannah, but their actions do not allow for them to reach that level, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives them a calamity in themselves, or in their wealth, or in their children. ثُمَّ صَبَّرَهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. And then He gives him patience to endure that calamity until they reach that level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desired for them. A person's actions may not warrant the place in Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires for them. And so He grants them a calamity and then grants them patience to endure that calamity until they ascend through that calamity to the place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted for them. Calamities are also a means of tamkeen fil ard. Calamities are a means of a person receiving authority in the land. You see what our brothers and sisters in Palestine are going through of incredible trial. Imam al-Shafi'i was asked, which is better? That a person, أَن يُمَكَّنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ
Oh, and yasbir. Which one is better? That that person be given authority in the land, power? Is that better? Or that a person be weak and that a person endure? Is it better to be on top, or is it better to be those who are abused and those who are oppressed? Which one is better? Imam al-Shafi'i said, لَنْ يُمَكَّنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَتَّى يُبْتَلَى. A person will never be given authority in the land until they are tested, until they are trialed. Because he says, Nuh was tried, and Ibrahim was tried, and Musa was tried, and Isa was tried, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They all went through trials before they ever reached any authority. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُقِنُونَ. Allah says, and we made from them imams, leaders, guiding by our path. When did we make them into great imams and leaders? لَمَّا صَبَرُوا, when they endured. You have to endure first. You have to go through the fire first. You have to go through the trials first. You have to go through the problems first. You have to be selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. And then, when you are qualified, then the authority may come. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. And in our signs they used to believe. And that's why the scholars mention that for a person to reach al-imama fi al-deen, for a person to reach imama, greatness, leadership in the deen, they have to be protected from two things. Number one is shahwat, desires, and that comes from sabr, comes from enduring, it comes from persevering, it comes from resisting desires. And the second is protection from shubuhat, protection from doubts, and that comes with certainty. And so these imams had these two qualities. Number one, they were persevering, they resisted their desires, and number two, they were protected from doubts, intellectual and physical, both they were protected from. And so they reached imama fi al-deen. Calamities purify the believers from attributes that are contradictory to iman. Attributes that are contradictory to iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we will test you until we know those who strive in our way and know those who are patient. حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَنَبْلُوَ أَخْبَارَكُمْ. And we will surely test you until we make evident those who strive among you for the cause of Allah and those who are patient, and we will test your affairs. Also, it beautifully brings about a different level of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know this, that when a person is going through hardship, they call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that they don't call to Allah when life is good. And we wish that it was different. We wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we could call upon Him like we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we're in pain all the time. But that's not the way that we're designed. We are not designed to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the same level of passion and the same level of pain and the same level of angst and the same level. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what He does is He casts upon us difficulties every once in a while, that He may hear from us the pain, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hear from us the tahajjud, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hear from us the call, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hear from us our cries. And even when the trial passes, we may look back at those times when we were going through such incredible pain and difficulty, and we say, I long for the closeness that I used to have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those days. I don't miss the trial. I don't miss the pain, but I miss the sweetness. I miss how automatic tahajjud was. I miss how regularly I used to come to the masjid. I miss how the tears used to fall on my cheek. I miss how I was so consistent in dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah says, corruption has occurred in the land and the sea due to what people's hands have wrought, that He give them a taste of what they used to do, that they may return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes gives you a taste just so that you can come back to Him. And so ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you be protected from trials, and ask Allah that you taste that sweetness of call upon Him while you are shakir, while you are showing gratitude to Allah. Don't make it just that you call upon Allah when you're in pain, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to send you pain just so that He could hear your voice. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you show gratitude to Allah, that you be of His servants that are grateful, that you pay attention to the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, that you may call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are enamored by blessings, not just when you are encompassed by pain. Sulaiman alayhi salam is walking and he hears the ants talk. And he says, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْهِ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Sulaiman alayhi salam, he asks Allah, oh Allah, allow me to encompass showing gratitude to you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon me and my parents. Let me be grateful to you, oh Allah. Allow me to encompass showing gratitude to you that you have bestowed upon me and my parents, and grant me actions that you are pleased with, and enter me amongst the host of your believing servants. Of the blessings and of the wisdoms of hardship is that it exposes the hypocrites. It exposes the hypocrites. When life is good, the hypocrites always mix with the Muslims. But when trials happen, then the ranks get split. You've seen even with Palestine, you've seen those who immediately their support, their wala to the ummah comes out, their courage for the ummah comes out, their love for the ummah comes out, and you see those who drag their feet, and you see those who support the other side. These calamities come and they differentiate between the believers and the hypocrites. And it actualizes as well the servitude that comes with hardship. It actualizes the servitude that comes with hardship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا أَخَذْنَا أَهْلَهَا بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّرَّعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we never sent a prophet, except that we sent trials to those people that they may return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not be those who miss the entire lesson of what is happening right now. And let us return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and invoke Allah and be of those who are considered to be of supporting our brothers and sisters with our dua, with our righteousness. أَقُولُ مَا سِمِعْتُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهِ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallim sallim kathira. Another question about the wisdoms of Allah comes with, what is the wisdom, or what are some wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delaying the response to our dua? How many people over the past 50 days have been making dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our brothers and sisters in Palestine? How many millions of people, how many people in Umrah, how many people in Tahajjud, how many people in pain have been making dua? What are the wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delaying the response to the dua? There are many wisdoms. And whether it's in Palestine or whether it's in your own personal life, you may be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something for such a long time, and yet you don't see the response that you want. There are many wisdoms. Of those wisdoms is to test your patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The people who are given reward without account are those who are patient. Sabr can be one of the greatest attributes that a person can actualize. Patience, endurance, perseverance. Number two, it may be that you are not ready yet. You know the story of the boy and the butterfly? There was a boy who saw butterfly was trying to come out of the cocoon. And it was struggling so hard to come out of that cocoon. And so what he did was he grabbed a pair of scissors. He hated to see it struggling. And he cut open the cocoon and the butterfly came out. But when the butterfly came out, it was small, weak. Its wings were crumpled. It couldn't fly. It could only drag its underdeveloped body on the ground. And so that boy, in his eagerness to help the butterfly, he actually stunted its development. That struggle for the butterfly to come out was part of its development that it needed, that it could be strong in this world. And similarly, there may come times when you are making dua for something, but you're not actually ready for that dua to be actualized. You still need to persevere a little bit more. You still need to endure a little bit more. How many people are making dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get married at 21 years old? And they're not ready to be married at 21 years old. And when they get married at 28 or 30 or 33 or 35, they look back and they say, Alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did this on his timeline and not my timeline. My timeline, I would have been the completely wrong person. And I would have been the wrong person. Trusting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise. And realizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's choice for you is better. And that what you dislike can be better for you than what you like. And the lastly that I'll mention is that, I see that we're already out of time, but one of the things that impede a person's dua are their own sins. You know, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu is the great conqueror of the Muslim world. If you're going to study anybody, study Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, who the Persians and the Romans fell under his reign. Two superpowers of the world. But more than what Umar did, we should pay attention to how Umar did it. And Umar radiallahu anhu used to write letters to his generals. And he used to say, إِنَّمَا تُنصَرُونَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. He would say, you are given victory from the heavens. You are only given victory because you sin less, he would say. You are only given victory because you sin less than your enemy. And if your sins are equal with the sins of your enemy, then it goes back to whoever has better material preparation. And the Muslims were never materially more prepared than their enemies. They never outnumbered the Romans. They never outnumbered the Persians. They were never bigger, physically stronger. They never had better technology. But what they had was greater hearts. And what they had was the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so every single one of us should also look at what are the sins between me and my dua being accepted. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives the great example in Sahih Muslim when he says, ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ الرَّجُلُ يُطِيلُ السَّفَرُ أَشْعَثْ أَغْبَرُ يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ يَا رَبُّ يَا رَبُّ وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامُ وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامُ وَغُذِّيَ بِالْحَرَامُ فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُ. A person who's traveling, dusty and disheveled, humbled and broken, exhausted, extending his hands towards the sky, calling out to Allah, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. This is a traveler. He's humbled, he's broken, he's raising his hands, he's calling Allah by his names and attributes. These are all check, 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 check. This person's dua is going to be accepted. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, but his food was haram and his clothes were haram and he was nourished with haram. So how can his dua be accepted? You have to make sure your income is halal. You avoid sins as best as you can, because these things impede a person's dua being accepted. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to allow us to hear the speech and follow the best of it. We ask Allah to protect our brothers and sisters in Palestine, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal their hearts and heal their brokenness and have mercy on their dead and heal their sick, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite their word upon truth, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them victory and grant them freedom. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to be of their supporters. We ask Allah to grant us Jannah and to grant them Jannah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best of this life and the best of the next. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal, wa na'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, zakkaha anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'siyatik, wa min ta'atika ma tuballighuna bihi jannatak, wa min al-yaqin ma tuhawwinu bihi alayna masa'ib ad-dunya. Wa matti'na Allahumma bi asma'ina wa absarina wa quwwatina abadan ma abqaytana, waj'alhu al-waritha minna, waj'al fa'rana 'ala man dhalamana, wansurna Allahumma 'ala man 'adana. ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا, ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا, ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المنكوبين في فلسطين, اللهم كن لهم معينا يوم قل المعين وكن لهم ناصرا يوم قل الناصر. اللهم ارحم موتاهم وداوي جرحاهم ودل على المفقود منهم. اللهم أنصر من نصرهم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذلهم ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم زلزل عروش الطواغيت الظالمين وأذن بفرج قريب لعبادك الموحدين واشف صدور قوم المؤمنين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.